Parshas Mikates will begin with a beautiful pshat from the Sefer of the Bas Ayin that was written by Avraham Dov Ber of Urvich. It's a town in Ukraine, and then he was rav there for 40 years. He moved to Tzvat sometime, I think, around 1830, perhaps a little bit earlier. I think it was around 1830 because he was there for 10 years. So this is the story of that when he was in Tzfat. So it was very hard in those days. It was right after some of the pogroms. There was an earthquake in 1836 or 1837. And it's interesting, during this earthquake where his shul was, and the people were obviously very concerned as the ground was opening up, and I think over 4,000 Jews were killed during this earthquake. People were davening in shul, and he said, "No, everyone should run, come closer to the Aron HaKodesh." And indeed, everyone who came to the Aron HaKodesh was saved. And also, during the plague, so he was the final death. He said, "I will be the last death." This is in 1840, and sure enough, no one else passed away after this. There is a story, and the reason I want to do this is to understand where the Bas Ayin, perhaps part of the Shita, although the Bas Ayin was written in Europe, but he didn't want to expose the Sefer until the Sefer itself could breathe the ear of Eretz Yisrael. So he was in Tzfat, and he was thinking at that moment that he wanted to go back to Europe because he felt that the spirituality of the Jews who were there wasn't on the same level that he had back in Europe. It was very difficult, and he was already thinking of going back. And one day, seems to be in the beginning of our Cheshvan, he's walking, and he hears these cries and these yawns and this very difficulty, and he hears this coming from the roofs. So he finally turns and says, "Why is everyone, what's going on? What are these sounds?" He said, "Look, well, of course, you know, it's they're taking everything off the roof." He said, "Why are they taking everything off the roof?" He said, "Because it's Mar Cheshvan. And they're going to, we're starting to say the same Talamata, the Bracha, there's going to be rain." So he thought to himself, he said, "What a moon of Bitachon these people have. Such a moon that they know when they're starting to daven for Saint Talmud to Levracha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear the tefillas, and there's going to be rain, and everything that's left on the roof is going to get ruined." So he realized the betachin that he really in the emuna you have to have in every single Jew. So with that introduction, beginning with Parshas Mikates, Vayhi Mikates Masayim Yamim Uparu Chalei. So he writes B'Sefer Arachayim Diktik. The Arachayim and others ask, why do you have to say Vayhi Mikates Masayim Yamim? And we know, we're going to discuss about the Pshatim and the Sabbath Rebbe. But, you know, Rashi, it seems to be an accepted understanding that he showed Bitochen in a Ben Adam rather than B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore there was an additional 2 years. Nevertheless, the Arachayim says it should have started Vayachalom. So I want to explain this on the Musa. Gam leforish inyan sara mashkim basara ofim. Magnificent understanding of the dreams of the sar hamashkim and the sar ofim. The lama pasa osam Yosef lezeh latov l'sheni lehepach. Why did Yosef interpret the dream for good for the sar hamashkim, but not for the sar ofim? In the Omer Rabbeinu, Klol Godol BaTorah Mitzvah Saseh V'Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. We know the Chachamim say that there is a great mitzvah in Torah, V'Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha U'Mitzvah Saseh Zu Yitzorach HaTfilah. And this mitzvah is part of tefillah. It's the need for tefillah. In order for tefillah to succeed, it must be mekayim this mitzvah V'Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. Shetzarecha Adam lekabel al atzmo mitzvah haseizu kodem hatfila. You have to accept this prior to tefila. And the Yisbach Yisrael explains what this means. And we know that if you look in the Chabad Sidurim, you'll see that in the beginning it says, Mrs. Hasei, you have to say this, but you have to reach a kamocha to have this in mind. The Yismach Yisrael says, "Ha'inyan hu aderech hakosav ha'akal reicha kamocha ani Hashem." Haynu kishu yisbonein ha'adam b'romimus ha'chelik ha'kadosh ha'nitzus ha'luki. When a person can think and he marvels at the fact that the nitzus ha'luki, the spark, the divine spark, asher shochem b'kirbo, that resides within himself, v'eichurad me'igra rama lebira amika. And when you think of yourself, that you yourself was on such a high, and you've come to a lower point, ki kol ish yodeya nege livabo ad kama hechshech or yorka hazeh. Everyone knows the truth about themselves, of where they are, where they were. Uchamamar hachacham, chati lo shchnei yirichan ozei rachu barecha v'gvili. V'kasheh, and when yisameit kembe livivo v'ein barucha remiah, when you're not fooling yourself, when you really feel and you understand your status, memela na'asa shefa beinov, he becomes lesser in his own eyes. V'yechabe v'yahava l'chol yirei Hashem l'chol Yisrael, and you will give covet, and you will give yira, you will give honor to all those who are fearful of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol shrok yigam b'hem nimsa or yarka, because you realize, you think, you know, that inside them also is this beautiful light. Umufla, behemably suffic lo pugma kolkach. And they're not as bad as me. They didn't come to the status that I am. Umemela nasa oev li Yisrael, and therefore you become an oev Yisrael. The emes kenafshel mamish. Because then you really love, because you realize the netzah, the nitzchi yelukus that's within you, is within every other individual. As Tani explains, the Nishmas Alukus means it's all coming from the Sham of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're all part and parcel. We all come from the same source. Ubi emes afilu es ish hapacho tzarech le'ahov. And therefore, even the lesser person, we should love. Bi ahava rabba machmas hachelek eloki hashachem mikirbo. We should love him because of the chelak eloki, the netzach eloki, the nishmas elokus, the divine spark that is within them. The alpha gav to ihu lo chazi mazli chazi. Zehu v'yahavta l'reyach l'kamocha. Mitzad, that is v'yahavta l'reyach l'kamocha. Why? Ani Hashem. Hashochein itam. Who lives with them? B'chol shekein l'ish tzadik. U'b'yavaso asoa yedehis orus rachmanis alachelik alukim. Of course, the tzadik, who has been able to be me'orah, his netzach aluki, asher yara mimakor chaya chayim l'chomer ha'over. So when you come to this, when you realize you come to this idea, that tzara noge l'chavod hashchina shebechinas melech osor, Yigram, what would happen? Yigram is Eshe Yisparach Yislavish Mimidus Arachmanias. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees you, that you have this Avas Reacha, when you have this honor of others who have the Netzach, the Nitzchi Eloki within them, the Nishmas Elokim, when you realize that every single Jew, V'yahavdil Reacha Kamocha, because they also are godly, just as you, and you think of yourself on a lower level, I need the help, I need to respect, I need to be part of Am Yisrael. What happens over there? Yislabesh b'midos harachmanias. God then will then speak to you with the midah of rachman. So v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, before a man begins, before a woman begins to daven, you think, v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. In simplest terms, I would have said, bonim atem l'ashem. Everyone is bonim. Everyone is the children of God. Especially the Jew, but Nimatem Hashem, it means that we're talking about that we, those who are Shomer Torah Mitzvos, meaning those who have accepted Judaism, those who have Yadus, have a certain Nishmas Elokus, a certain special understanding, relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Nimatem Hashem, you're all children. So when you don't have love for another child, you don't have love for another child of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, why should he listen? V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. U'lahavn zeh. Back to the Bas Ayin. U'lahavn zeh ki ikar hashra'as hashchina hu es daka u'shva rucha. Where does he come, Ruach? Where does he come to? We know the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the makam of Gaiva, so there's no room for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He walks away. When a person realizes how far he is from God, and he is so entrenched in mundanity and in gashmias, he realizes he can only daven the Kaddish Baruch Hu when he is shochein with his nation, who is shafilim. Haynu sheyichlol atzmom tzach klal Yisrael. When you realize, when you put yourself part of all of klal Yisrael, v'yoav es kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael, and when you love every Jew, ha'etzel azeh sheyoav kol echad ve'echad Yisrael, and what is the etzel? How do you do it? Hu ayidei sheyodun es kol adam lekav schus, when you look at every individual, lekav schus, you judge them favorably. Then you can come closer to the Bechinas Neshikin. Neshikin is touching each other. Bechinas Sar Hamashkin Lashon Hashaka. The Lashon of Sar Hamashkin means Hashaka is kissing and touching. I'll give you an example. By a mikveh. The mikveh, you have a bar. The bar next to the, let's call it the bath water. And there's a little hole between the bath water and the bar mikveh, the main mikveh. And all that requires is to have a hashaka, a touching of each other. And what happens? That the entire mikveh, no matter how large, you can go into that mikveh, you'll be tovel there. It takes on the kedusha of the main mikveh. That's the Sar Hamashkim's understanding. You'll see as Yosef, what he thought is he realized his own tragedy, his own hate, where he went wrong. L'shom Mashkim means over here, touching, simply touching the other side, that will change them. Showing them a certain love, believing in them. All it requires is a hashaka, showing concern. Hashaka is a kiss. A kiss of the waters. Bechinas is chabrus l'chol Yisrael. Avo kishehu don es kol ha'am l'kafchov. But when a person speaks illy, when he's done l'kafchov, all of Klal Yisrael were his fellow Jew. Memelahu bebechinas afu roges akol echad ve'echem Yisrael. Bechinas, who is that? The Sarah Ofen. L'shonaf. Now he says, and that's where Yosef HaTzadik fell. What did he do? He judged his brothers harshly. And he separated himself from them. Remember from last week, he thought they were Abram and Achai, Gili Arayos. He spoke ill of them, and he brought this, the Diva Ra'a El Yaakov. In other words, when he's looking at that Yosef himself spoke through the Sar Hamashkim and the Sar Ofen, so he came, he looked at them, he reasoned why he interpreted the Sar Hamashkim, because he showed that he himself realized at that moment he was the cause of his downfall. He should have acted like the Sar Hamashkim. A Jew has to look at other Jews in a favorable light, to find the greatness within them, to see the Devar Lakus with them, to see the Nishmas Alakum in them. Zu ulistabik bechinas sar hamashkim. Bechinas as chabras bechinas sar hamashkim haniskelel. Vilachlol, and therefore, as atzo to bring himself part, bechinas yud be shivtei ko. Hayud Tzorach Latakin Zeh B'chol Yud Gimel Shana Shehoy B'Veis HaSohar. So he needed the 13 years. He says B'Veis HaSohar in prison, but he's including this all the time since he left his brothers until this moment. Ad Shin Eschadish B'Yud Gimel Midos HaRachman U'Kamosha Omer Ko B'nei Yaakov B'Yachad Shema Yisrael HaShem Echad. So he needed Shin Eschadru B'Bechinas Echad Yud Gimel Midos HaRachman. And therefore, that's why he gave a favorable understanding of the dream of the Sar HaMashkim. He was merames there. He was giving a hint to the importance of being part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas Neshikin Kanizka Le'el. And therefore, from here, Yihyeh ha-Ge'ula. And that's where there can be Ge'ula. Ge'ula of the nation and the Ge'ula of the individual Ula Sara Ofim Lehefach. But the Sara Ofim is different. Then he goes on to say, Avol Akol Panim Lahoy LeYosef B'chinas Sar HaMashkim B'Shleimer Satashim Kod Yid Gimel Shana. So his understanding why there also what it had to be, in other words, Yud Gimel represents the 13 years, there had to be an additional 2 years. He needed the next 2 years, that's why he forgot. So that's how you get the 13, connect the 13 midos of Rachman. It's interesting that he continues. That's also the 8 days of Pesach of Chanukah. He says, if you look at the Berumas Kozeb Bechina Shemana Shemay Chanukah, Chanukah here, Hainu Sha'ayidei Bechinas Achdus, the fact that they became together, Bechinas Echad. He said, Neskala, he said, if you look at this, that there was the 25 letters, Aslan Deshmay Yisrael, The Chanukah Chav A, 25 is the 25 letter of Shema Yisrael. He says the eighth midah is Alufim, and you think the Aluf, the greatness of every Jew, of bringing together. That's the source. That's the greatness of Chanukah, of when we realize that all of Klal Yisrael has to be miyached to come together for one geula, and to believe in each other. So that's the pshat of the Basayin. Magnificent. So the idea is why he, Mikachin, Asayim, Yamin, there had to be this 13 years at this point, and Yosef himself had to come to this understanding. Through the Sar HaMashkim, he realized how you have to look at a fellow Jew, Yahavta L'Reyecha Kamocha. How he has, so he misjudged his brothers. He should have understood, he should have done the Kapschus, he should have realized, he should have spoken to them. They should have come together. And to grant from there would have been a great geula through the Sar HaMashkim. The Sar HaMashkim is saying there has to be an idea of neshika. Neshika means when you, with just simply a kiss, the respect that a Jew can show to another Jew, the love that a Jew can show to a fellow Jew, and to believe in him, no matter where he is, that through him can come greatness. That's the haschol of the geula. That light, I wanted to bring a pshat from the Satmar Rebbe, and then to show a different pshatim from the Maharal, and a beautiful understanding from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, which I think is important. So in Parshas Miketz, in the Divrei Vayol, it says as follows. And I understand the Satmar Rebbe in many ways. And perhaps this is when Gedolim have a certain agenda. Agenda in a very good sense. Agenda means like you're afraid where Klal Yisrael is going off the cliff. And you really through your Yira Shemayim and really your true Ya'avas Yisrael, sometimes Pshatim come out that may not be 100%. But it's a shame shemayim. So I want to judge, and not just, it's not for me to judge the Divrei Yoel, the Rabbi Yoel's of Satmar. But just an understanding, because some who will hear this will be hardened. Alkein be Yosef Atzadik. Shahisa Bechidish HaTorah Deli Asav Nes'alev Madrekta Bechidas Atzadik. He said Yosef Atzadik realized where he was going to be at some point. That's his dreams. That's true. Through his dreams, he understood that at some point he was going to be the Melech. And he would be the one individual who would save Klal Yisrael. Ulafi Madregazo lo hayatzorach l'shimpu ula mishtadlis k'diver Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And because of this Madrega, he didn't need mishtadlis. In other words, it wasn't up to him. This was his destiny. And none calls there shahayu beveso asurim lo hayulo adayin hasagas Madregazu. But while he was still in prison, he wasn't on that level. The Satmar Rebbe believes that Yosef HaTzadik did nothing wrong. He had the absolute right to try to mishtadel and ask the Sar HaMashkim. V'lo hoyaze chas v'shalom pegam b'midas habitachon. And chas v'shalom, you shouldn't say there was no pegam in his belief. V'adarabba mutter u'mitzvah lasos came. Just the opposite. The mitzvah to do this. L'fi b'chinas u'madregas ha'olam hazeh. Chazal says us, yocho v'shei batal tamalome brachticha b'chol ha'shetasa. What do you think, that in our life a person should sit around the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help him? Everything there, Kodesh Baruch Hu to help. No. U'brachticha b'chol ha'shetasa. God will give you blessing in everything you do, you work. That was the plan. That once he comes out of prison, he will become greater. Therefore, the Geula, the Yeshua, for someone of Yosef HaTzadik's level, would not come through his ishtadlus, but through Mishamayim. Sheyavo Yeshu Oso b'shtadluso upulas anushus ayyidei she'omar l'sar hamashim v'zarkeni. It's not that Yosef did anything wrong, but the Yeshua could not have come this derech. Ki lefi b'chinas u'madreges ha'osid yeyeh hadavar l'gnai be'eros tzirkoso. Because to look back and to see how you got to this stage in life through the help of a Sar HaMashkim, that would be a begam in your own tzidkas. Alkein osifa lo beishonim kadei sheyat niskadel ayideh chalom in ha-shamayim v'lo ayideh ishtadluso. And therefore, there was an addition of 2 years. In Achinami, B'shosha Amar L'sar HaMashkim Ki Imzor Katani Hayom Mutalo Mitzvah Ka'ovid. Well, and true, what he did was correct. He should have asked the Sar HaMashkim. V'lo Begam Chas V'Shalom B'midas HaBitachom. V'ef Sheshap Adifrei HaMeder Shem El Asher HaGever Sheshem HaShem Eftachov. That is Yosef. Kilo Pogam Yosef B'midas HaBitachom. No. It's not that it was a Begam in his belief. Ela Sha'af Alpi Kein Osifu Lo Shtei Shtanim. And nevertheless, he was given the additional 2 years. Rak litzad malos l'fisha zocha l'tosu ha'shtoga nis'ale madregoso. I came therefore, rotim in a shemayim shi'iskada yideh chalom in a shemayim. The Yeshua had to come through a dream of the above, v'lo ayideh hishtadlis bus over dam. You can hear the Satmar Rebbe saying, the Yeshua can't come from man. And as the Satmar Rebbe writes in the Shlosh Shavuot, it's impossible the Yeshua could come from these Rishonim, from these Sabras, these non-Ma'aminim, to bring back the Yeshua of Medinas Yisrael. And then he writes of B'china Zu, Ho Yagam Ken Hanes of Chanukah. And I will tell you, this following paragraph, I once asked Rav Shechter about it. I asked Rabbi Kellermer. I never heard of such a thing. And Rabbi Kellermer, of course, the way he speaks, he says, no, I'm not sure. I don't know where he got it from. And Rabbi Schechter, who's a little bit more to the point, they look at me, yeah, I don't know, made it up. But you understand that sometimes it's like Gedolimar. Their Avos Yisrael is so great. Whatever they have to do to make sure Klal Yisrael survives, they'll do it. There was a Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh through them, they understood. They didn't do this on their own. Through Ruach HaKodesh, they knew that they had the right to do this. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to do this mechama. It's interesting, just as an aside, I heard Rabbi Kellermer once told me that after the Hakamas of Medina, so the Briska Rav, who obviously there was a story that when David Ben Gurion came to see Chazon Ish. So they say the Chazon Ish took off his glasses so he shouldn't see Pnei Rishon. And the Briska Rav wouldn't even meet with him. He felt Rav Soloveitchik had spoken about, now you know Rav Soloveitchik was a very big Tzioni. He had such a love and ava for all of Klal Yisrael. Even his uncle, who was very, very much against the Hakamas of Medina, one of the reasons the Rav really never ended up going to Eretz Yisrael, because he was afraid of his family. Because the Rav was so Tzioni, he thought that there would be such machlokas within the family. So he stayed in America. And at the a hesped that the Rav gave, I think it was at Shloshim in the YU auditorium, and he spoke about the Briska Rav, how he was such an ish emes. Interesting, there was someone in the crowd, Rav Dovah Cohen from Brooklyn, was so upset when he heard, and I heard Rav Dovah Cohen say the story, so it's not that Mipi Ish. The Rav Dovah Cohen had said that he was there, and he heard the Rav saying this, and the Rav was saying that as opposed to the Chazon Ish, he's saying that his uncle was Mamish and Ish Emes. He was doing a, not Lignite a Chazon Ish, but to show the greatness of his uncle, that he really wouldn't be in the room. He wouldn't just take off his glasses. And he started yelling at him, Reb Dovah Cohen. And they said, and he tells the story. The Rebbetzin stood up from the balcony and said, throw that man out. And make sure the Reb Dovah Cohen left. He went into, whatever, he left. So you see that number, and then, oh, it's the reason why I'm bringing it down. So Rabbi Kellermer had mentioned to me that after the Hakamas of Medina, that the Briska Rav with his Talmidim turned and he just says, no, the Kaddish Baruch Hu was maskim. The Kaddish Baruch Hu was maskim. Meaning, we know in the end, there's no Hakamas of Medina without the Kaddish Baruch Hu being maskim, the Chol Adayas. There was a Shtadlis, and we'll speak in a few minutes, a Shtadlis from people who weren't close to Torah or Mitzvahs. It was their Shtadlis that began the Yeshua. And in Achanami, it was Maskim L'Mechamos. Here, the Satmar Rebbe said they wouldn't have started without the Haskama. V'gam Nishpata Baruch Gevura Min HaShemayim Shilchamu Ma'atam V'Chaloshim Nega Giborim V'Rabim. Al Kol Ponim Lo Hoysa B'Gedr Shtadlis Anushas. But they couldn't have done this. This is not in the Gedr of individual Shtadlis when it comes to Yeshua. Ki Yim HaYeshua V'Neis HaNitzachon Hayom Me'it Me'Oso Yisborach. It came from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Below also a chashmanayim davar rak beruach hakodesh. Uvezeh umuvun benusach al hanisim mashikatz v'ata barachamecha harabim. That's what it means. You barachamecha harabim amadato lehem be'eitzorazim. What does it mean? Amadato lehem? You gave them a shush. You did it through ruach hakodesh. D'lach ora midas v'ata meyuser. V'ata seems to be, of course it's v'ata. And therefore, to the Shlashon, you came up with this idea. So that is the idea of the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe, what he was trying to say, he said, no, the Shnasayim was it had to come through Yeshua. And why it couldn't have come through, it would have been a pegam on the Yeshua of Yosef to be tied back to someone like a Sar Hamashkim. The Satmar Rebbe is hinting, he says, same thing with Hanukkah, and same thing with Hakamas and Medina. But I wanted to bring 2 points. Because why not? Why shouldn't Yeshua come from Rishatim? Why is it not impossible for the Yeshua to come from individuals who are so far away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, it can. It did. Why does this happen? But that's what the Bas Ayin was saying, V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. That was the chait of Yosef HaTzadik. There wasn't Avas Reyecha Kamocha. He had to come to this idea to understand the Devar Elokus, the Nishmas Elokim, is part and parcel of every single Jew, and therefore the potential of Yeshua comes from every individual. In the Perek Shemona Asar and Gevuras Hashem, the Maharal asks a very simple question. What's the idea why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be brought up in the house of Beis Paro? Why couldn't it happen differently? You think about it. It had to be brought up Beis Paro. Also, some say he had to learn, had to learn how to become a leader, had to learn how to, to speak in the United Nations. How are you going to learn about this? I mean, Abba Ibn, right? Abba Ibn, who is a great spokesman, ambassador in the United Nations, with his mastery of the English language, his accent, was able to show the Or LaGoyim that says, look what we could create. What do you think Moshe Rabbeinu, with everything that happened, Shlach Ami, he had to be. I mean, couldn't be a shtetl Jew. The Geula can't come. You think Mashiach is going to come from Oxford? Has to come from Oxford? But to v'yeh lebas parom this over rabbasein and b'medrash rabos b'pasha shmos. Our medrash talks of many regions in the Skado Moshe Rabbeinu lev hasholom b'veis paro. V'yeh efshah sheyavo hatzolu lev Moshe Rabbeinu lev hasholom ma'yidei achem and amitzrim v'lo yeh b'veis paro. First of all, we didn't have to be... Didn't have to be in Beis Paro. Maybe first of all, he could have been saved in a different way. V'zeu she'omru b'medrash rabos v'tefiyeh l'bas paro hoysa bas paro v'yaf melech ha-mashiach she'osa l'yipora me'edam yoshev yibor medina. And even melech ha-mashiach in the future was coming from where? Edom. Nimsa ki hatzora she'tachul nimshach achar ha-dover she'bo v'zahada. We see the Mashiach is going to come from a part, from a very dark part, Shez Adah, which was attached to him. Asher yesh benimsa atzmo mevi el tzura sacheras. He comes from a certain form and changes to a higher form. Lokach amar, ki melech ha-Mashiach yoshevi mohan b'medina. Peirush. The form that will be created, which will be Mashiach, which will change the world, is part and parcel of the dark world, which changes itself, following the Mashiach. Nigra achar hadavar shebo hasara. Ki mitshad sesadeh davar b'malchus adon mekabel ha'olam malchus melech ha-Mashiach. If it's so unique, so distinct, from everything that it came from, it can never change them. It can never change from that which it came from. Ki ilohem devukim ze bezeh legamrei. Uleze hatam hoya yodo she Yaakov ochedes ve'ekov shel Esav. And that's why when Yaakov came out, he had to hold on to the heel of Esav. He's part and parcel of an Esav because he's going to take Esav. He's going to change him. Sheharemez bezeh ki Yaakov nechaz benidbar ve'eder Esav. Shehu garma be'ekev shelo, shehu hasov shel davar, v'kashelo hayo malchus ha-mashiach. And therefore, when the Mashiach, ha-shlemus nigra malchus ha-mashiach el-adam. And then he continues later on, just one more line, v'od yesh l'cho l'havin, you have to understand, ki malchus Yisrael bis chadosha, when the malchus Yisrael wouldn't come back, Kemo shehoya b'yitzias Mitzrayim shehischel memchelas Yisrael. It come from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's the beginning of Memchelas Yisrael. Shelo hoya malchus kodem zel Yisrael. Uli asim malchus hamashiach tetzchadesh malchus chadasha. In the future, the malchus hamashiach, which will begin a new malchus, he yotzes min hamalchus harishona shelifneze, will come from a previous malchus. V'zeh ki malchus Yisrael hakadosha, sheyesha madrekas alukus pnimis. This new, wondrous, malchus Yisrael, holy nation, which has a madrekas elokus, it has a divine level, in a divine level, he tzomechas mitoch malchus b'li kedusha. It will come from a malchus that was without kedusha. It had to begin. Marama Prague always says, Vayera Vayivoker, the way the world has been created, there is darkness followed by light. Here too, the malchus, the ultimate malchus of Mashiach will arise from malchus bilti Mashiach. Very interesting, if you understand the Seilach Rav, who was the chief rabbi of Haifa, when he was asked this question, how is it possible that Yeshua came from the Rishon? So he explains very simply why, because me'ata ki haba masuka lezareis hiluchu geuluk beratzon hashgach l'yon. I want to explain. Well, how could it be? In lo eila sheparkam ayaleim, it had to come from people who gave up their emuna begeula. They outwardly gave out belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Uladatam him osku betchias ha'olumas, and they were just trying to bring up the nation in a different, no reason, not because they wanted to bring the geula, the klal Yisrael, but they were fighting against anti-Semitism. Kederach ha'komim ba'olam ha'derach ha'teva. So they looked at the olam ha'teva, the shtadlus of each individual, through the natural way of helping the fellow Jew. They didn't even realize they were the utensils to bring back this Yeshua. Yes, some others will join it. But he basically saying this, like, this is the idea of the maral. It had to be tzomech from these individuals who were so far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This was like, if you think of the way the Maral was saying it has to start. How do you bring the bottom half with you? You have to be part and parcel of the bottom half. And as you develop, you're taking the bottom half with you to being a higher and higher level. In mundane terms, who was going to till the earth? People who were sitting and learning Yom HaBalayla, they had no idea how to do that. Had to be used as individuals. The Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I think, takes it to the ultimatum, which is really the Basayan, with such a beautiful understanding of how, and I think it's a lesson, Musar Haskell, how we should look at every fellow Jew. He writes as follows. In chapter 7, the second book of Kings, has a bearing in all of these arguments. Samaria was the capital of the kingdom of northern Israel, was besieged by the mighty armies of Syria, and was in the throes of famine. Ordinary food was obtainable, and articles of food which under normal circumstances would have been considered repulsive were obtainable only at fantastic prices. Desperate the situation of the inhabitants of Samaria was the condition of the four lepers outside the city, was infinitely worse. According to our sages, these four lepers were none other than Gehazi and his three sons, who were afflicted with physical leprosy as a penalty for their spiritual leprosy. The Rambam describes them as Epicureans and heretics. Kept from the city because of the malady, they faced certain death by starvation. Consequently, they decided to surrender to the Syrians. At worst, they might be put to death immediately, which is better than their life. As they approached the camp of the armies of Syria, they beheld a miraculous spectacle. The camp was empty, and on every side there were signs of panicky flight. In their haste, the Syrian soldiers had abandoned everything, tents, horses, abundance of food and arms and precious stones and metals. The four lepers went from tent to tent, taking their precious objects and hiding them, but as soon as they finished providing for their own needs, their conscience began to prick them, and they said, "We are not deporting ourselves properly. This is a day of good tidings. We're not allowed to be passive. If we tarry until the next morning, we will be guilty of an unforgivable sin." Consequently, these individuals who were spiritually bereft, consequently, they entered the city of Samaria and conveyed the good tidings to the inhabitants and everyone. We thus see that the miracle of the deliverance of all the inhabitants of Samaria was carried out through the medium of the four lepers. Physical lepers, yes, but above all, spiritual lepers. The first argument as to how any relief to the Jewish people could be realized through the medium of Apikarsim can easily be rebutted by the precedent of the deliverance accorded to the people of Samaria through the medium of the four lepers. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik explains, this episode shows that no Jew can be excluded from the grace of God. Yisrael, afal pi shechata, Yisrael, who? He's still a Jew. He still has the nishmas elikus with him. He still has a divine nitzchus in him. And that's exactly why Behish Mekech Masayim Yamim, what the Basayin was trying to say. Yosef had to come to this madrega, had to come to this understanding. He had to get to the point of understanding that there was greatness even inside his brothers, and he was judging them incorrectly. He had to emulate the Sar HaMashkim, to be an individual. And we have to look at ourselves as if we ourselves are the bar of the Mea Mikvah. And the bath water is the rest of the world who may not be on the level of such greatness. And we have to think of ourselves sometimes, we are in that bar. We are sometimes in the bath. We come to such a low level. And all it requires is a moment of showing love and understanding and belief in a fellow Jew, in a fellow friend, in a child, in a parent, in a brother, in a sister. The way a person has to always act is when he sees in a brother who says to me, loss, and he sees as if they seem to be so far from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of judging them harshly, we should look at them and wonder, what can I do to bring them back? What is it inside of them that's stopping them from coming to this level? Because of course they should come to the level of Avas Hashem. Of course they should come to the level of Avas HaTorah. They also had a lesson with the Malach. They also have the Nishmas Elokus within them. They also have the Nitzchas Yisrael with them. And all we have to do is to show a love, Nishika, a simple kiss, a kiss. All what a kiss shows is, I love you. I believe in you. I believe that you can go to a higher level. What a magnificent idea of the Basayan. That's what I think when he say the Lichtige Chanukah, to light, the Lichtige Chanukah. Yes, it's a mitzvah of lights, but I think it says, it tells us so much more. A Lichtige Chanukah. Our job is to always shed light where there is darkness. To shed light on individuals who seem to live in a world of darkness, who are unable to see the magnificence of the Torah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Good Shabbos.